helps for everyone who is in the his life in the damage, and everybody who is in the deep sin, or everybody who wants to turn from you, for you, to you. You can be a bless for their life. And I would like to ask you, just bless this scripture here and our heart. We would like to give a glory for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So to serve God is a great privilege and blessing, right? Amen. And I'm so glad we can be here. American churches for us is a great, great, great help as you behind praying for us, everything what God do in our country and our city, in Nagykanizsa, is spelled our city where we serve the Lord. And we are so glad we can I can share with you about life story and what God did in my life. And you know, I would like to just tell you, God have a plan in your life too. Did you know that? If you're born, if you are here in the earth, and you got saved, He has a plan with you. If you are not saved, He has a plan with you. The first plan is just got saved. Not be a Baptist, it's nothing, you know. I mean, if after you're saved, this of course is good. If you be baptized and you're a Baptist church member, but only without saved, it means nothing. We can hear in this story the few encouragement. Anybody need encouragement this morning? Anybody? It's always good, right? I need some encouragement. And we just hear some news from our country. There is a war just starting. I don't know if we go back, we will find our house or not. It's very close to Hungary. It's just near after as Russian and Ukrainian start really war. I don't know, it can be worst. So I don't know. I need some encouragement. So I just hear back something from our church. It's going well. Our replacement is there. But I need some encouragement. Everything going there in God's willing. And probably you need also encouragement. So the first encouragement here, He knows about His people.
Amen.
Did you know that? He knows about you. I just saw down, I mean, I looked on, it's our Bible, but I can read your Bible too. But he just looked down from the heaven and looked his people. They was in Egypt. They suffered a lot. And he said, God said, I know you. I know what kind of suffering problems you go through, you know, and I know. That's the first encouragement. I know you. I know everything what you going on right now, and everything what's happening in your life. You know, it's a very, very good encouragement. Another one, I hear your cry. It's not like this cry. It's a pray. In the Bible, probably your pastor teach you, you're reading about crying, of course someone crying, but to the Lord, it means pray. So He know, He hear, He listening, God listening your pray. So is it not a great encouragement? He know His people, but they should go when? 7 years is 7 years. You were unobedient. You just say no for me a few times. So I sent you. I allow you to the deep.
Yeah.
I have a good, I mean, just hear the good song here. God on the mountain. Do you know that song? God on the mountain. And He is God. I mean, God also in the valley too. You know, in the God, it's very easy to praising God if everything okay. But if you're going through bad times, because it's God's good times and the bad times, it's God is still there. He knows about you. He knows everything as you go through. Probably you have no any problem, right? Anybody have a problem? Probably in America it's a good life. Come on, you know. Also, I mean, of course. Everybody. And sometimes God allow that to teach us, to formatting us, to help us as He can be more close to Him. But never forget it. He know you. Know about you. Even you go through very hard times in your life, He knows everything about our sorrows. And the great news, he has a plan to deliver them. He had a plan to deliver them. I looked down, I saw my people. I know what's happening there. I know the Pharaoh wants more breaks from you, even just making harder for life and beating you. I know that. And I have a plan with you guys first, and after in your own life. And here, in Vision Baptist also, God has a plan in your life. He knows everything about you. And here is a very great encouragement. He had a plan with you. Plan to deliver you from everywhere you are, as he planned. And don't you think it's true today also in your life? Because, yes, God knows that, yes, but from you and from your life, in your heart, what's happening, he knows. He would like to help. He has a plan. God had a plan in my life too, and I just tell something in our life, as I got saved, he had a plan with me. I had 18 years church membership. I was not saved. And if there is no someone whom God used, I still, and the Union Baptist Church, going to the hell with my big Bible. I teach sometimes the children's, and I was sometimes asked to encourage as a prayer time. But I was not saved in the church for 18 years. But there was a man. God had a plan with his people. God had a plan, still has a plan in your life. God had a plan in my life, and he has a plan. You know, I am here because a couple, a very, very good friend, Mr. and Mrs. Forty. You know, it's a great thing. They support us 26 years, I think 24, 20 years maybe, every month. They support us. And they, as I don't want to say the number, but their support was the half support for us, many years. And we praying and give thanks for the God. If they stop the support, I don't know what's happening in our life. Half of our support, where we living and, you know, all income, it's half from them. And they still support us. They praying for us. And that's the greatest part. They praying for us. And I would like you, be a part. Maybe you are not able. I'm so glad if you raise up your hand. You want to come to Hungary. Yes. It's great. Maybe you can't. But you can be a part of our ministry if you praying for us, you know. And that's why I'm here. I would like to encourage you. God knows about you. And he have a plan with you. And God knows me. He saved me through his son and Jesus Christ. I believe him. And I know for 100% if I die, I will move to heaven. Not anymore to hell. And, you know, I've just learned the sentence here. If I die, if one of us die, my wife and me, we are in the marriage till 38 years, you know. But one of us die, I will move to Arizona. Do you understand that? One of us die, I will know. So I love my wife, sorry. And I would like to die with her. Have you thinking about how you will die? When you will die? Have you thinking about that? I thinking, I would like to die with her. So if I fly a little bit in this season, and if you just crash, I will be happy because we die together. It will be quick, easy. Have you thinking about how do you die? You know, Jesus Christ, before he died, he know for sure how he will die, how many they will suffering, he will suffering, and how bad will be. Even this, he went to the cross because of you, because he love you. I don't understand why should he love me so, but he thinking about you. He love you. He would like to deliver you. He He has a plan with you. So the first encouragement is he knows about everything. And another encouragement, 9 to 11, as we read it, the brother read it for us. Come now, therefore, and I will send you. Yes, I have a plan with you. I delivered from the sin, from the hell, but now I would like to use you. I have a plan with you. And Jesus commanded, go ye and preach the gospel before he went to the heaven. The last sentence was, you know, if someone die, sometimes it's happening, we will be should be ready. But before he die, he says something, or she. And we give a great meaning for us. What did you say before he died? It's very important. Did say something? Did she something before he... And Jesus Christ, before he went to the, back to the heaven, he left here the great commandment. Go ye and make my disciples and teach them, baptize them, teach them. You know, this is our responsibility. This is his plan with you guys. Everybody who here, brethren, he had a plan. Are you obedient? He would like to invite you. Of course, in Hungary, a great need. So if you want to serve him. But how about your neighbor? How about your workmate? How about your schoolmate? They need to know about God. If you able to tell them, you know what? You shouldn't be a preacher or a great speaker. Just tell them what happened in your life as God saved you. Tell them. There is a way. You know, you can see in a video in Hungary, many people just throw away his life. And one day they find someone who killed himself. And as they find in the pocket the little paper, no way, no cure, yes, cute. No way out. That's only the paper, no way out. And he died. That's how they need to know. He has a plan with you to tell them there is the way out. Of course, through Jesus Christ. And he would like to use you, encourage you. I send you the me. Who sent Moses? The great I am. Who is the great I am? At the garden, as they coming, the Roman soldier coming to catch Jesus, he said, and they ask him, are you Jesus Christ? Yes. What he say? Yes, I am. And what happened? Everybody fall down. The great I am. He told you, I send you. Don't be afraid. I will be with you. That's our third encouragement. Just be ready to go. And tell them, is God working in your heart? One day, I had a great disease. It's a deep vein thrombosis. You know that? You should lay down, don't move, and push. Anybody had it before? It's a, yeah. So, you can't move. And one of my friends, his wife was already saved attending our church, but he's not. And he come to me, because we have a good relationship, come to me to visit. I am deadly sick, so he coming. And he bring his little Bible, the smallest Bible as you can believe, in his hand, and come to me to visit me. And I ask Robert, his name, what is in your hand? Oh, it's a Bible. So did you read it? He said, no. So I can show you, can I show you something from a Bible? That's I say. And he said, of course. And he gave me a Bible and he read the Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. You know, and you know what happened? He come to me. He encouraged me. And I was a little bit cheating. I just get up and sitting and talking with him. Even I can move. But anyway, so... Doctor said, don't move, don't do anything. And you know what happened? He got saved. And that time, I was so glad. And you know, we were so happy. Next time, that was Saturday. And Sunday, he went to the church. Actually, I can't go there. But they say, he went to the pulpit and tell the people, I remember, I was there? Was I there? I don't. Yeah, I'm laying down. Anyway, he went to the pulpit and said, "Hey, brethren, do you know what happened yesterday? I got saved. These clothes what I have right now, it's not my clothes. I have a white clothes in the heaven, and I know for sure I will be going to heaven because I was ready, and I was like, of course, I would like to give the glory for God. But he used me, even I was sick. I have no excuse. I had, if I want. Oh, I can move. Thank you for coming. Oh, pray for me. But the Lord used me, and I'm so glad. Next Monday, we were together, our pastor, and I was an assistant pastor at that time. And other people coming and praying every Monday together. And we were together, and we have a good time. And, wow, guess what? Robert got saved. Oh, really? He did a good testimony. And we just start to pray, and the telephone ringing. And I saw it's Robert's wife called me. And she said, "I'm sorry, but I have a bad news." A bad news? Robert died at a terrible accident. He, in this morning, that was 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday, just right after he got saved, 2 days. And we, of course, start to pray and give the glory. He is in the heaven. But you know, if I said, "I have excuse," he is in the hell now. But not, he is in the heaven, and I'm so glad. And you know, he would like to use you too. Don't say like Moses said, I can't send someone else, you know. And God said, "No, I would like to use you. I have a plan with you, and I will be with you. Don't worry. Just go tell them what happened with you." Okay, so it's a third is encouragement. So I have a plan with, I know about you. I send you, and I will be with you. Don't worry about. It's a third encouragement. And, you know, whom God sent will help. And never leaves a person alone. Moses said, certainly, of course, I send you. Of course, I will be with you. The great I am. It's a great promise too, not just encouragement. I will be with thee. Don't you think you should thinking through how can God use me? On which way? And, you know, I just making it a little bit shorter, but God knows everything about us. He was always faithful for us, and he will be with you. You know, but we will be obedient immediately. You know, the pastor life is busy, right? new planting church, problems coming. Do you have problem in your church? No, you can't tell, but probably you have, no. Of course you have, as everywhere we have problems. But even this, the first is Matthew 6:33, seeking first the Lord, and you will give it from everything from him. So you should be ready, and don't say any excuses. One day, the lady from our church who attending and also was a great church member, and his husband went to the hospital, and he was very sick, and he went before a few times, but I had a plan to go there and visit because he is he was very sick. So after it, I have to do here, yes, the bank and something. It's most important. Oh, the bank is on your, fontos, important. So anyway, I can't go there at that day. Anyway, tomorrow I will go in the morning, you know. But I have excuses to don't go there. Finally, at 10 o'clock something, I went there, and I asked the lady what room is here. They said number 8. So I went to the number 8 room, and opened the door, and his bed was empty. Oh, I was late. Because I have some excuses. And he went to the hell. And I'm almost smell as he burning his skin. I almost hear as you crying, "Why don't you say that to me?" And I was so sad. I went home. But the nurse coming on the hallway, and I asked him, when is he died? Who? The man on the number 8. And he said, he's not died. He went home. What? And whew, I don't look the speed limit. Just go. And I said, hey, Leslie, you need to say right now, because you will go to hell. And he just looked at me, what happened? But finally, he got saved. And I'm so glad. A few weeks later, he died, and he is also in the heaven. You know, as people, we always have excuses. But God knows about you. He would like to help you. Knows your problem. But he would like to use you. He has a plan with you. And the promise, I will be with you. Don't you believe that? So, my question is, are you already a child of God? Are you sure? Or maybe someone here just like me. 18 years. I was a very good author. I know how the pastor liked my Bible and, you know, with me. But it's just lead you to hell. So if you are not saved today, I would like to encourage you. God has a plan. He would like to save you. And another question is, if you are saved, are you ready to obedient for God if you want to send you? I told you many times and I told it again. There is hunger, great need, but maybe the greater need in your life. If you are saved, and if God wants to send you, come to Hungary, but the most important, just get know God's will and do it. Be ready. Don't have excuses. So let's pray now. Pastor, would you like to come?
Please stand with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Everyone standing, please.